This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. Thank you for staying with me, Chuang, with Philip C. Now, the KLCI is still down 0.2% to 1528 points. Caraza is still going strong, 147% higher to 69 cents. DNX 93, Artronic 60.5, Inari 330, Frontken 319, Aurelius 194, DNO 444, and BSL Corp Berhad 77 cents.
Quite tech heavy.
Malaysia loves to zig when the rest of the world goes zag. America goes down, Malaysia goes up.
Yeah, well, it's quite tech heavy, right? The top value stocks at the moment.
Okay, so we now turn our eyes to one of the biggest themes of the pandemic, the glove sector. Now, of course, the glove stocks were the darlings of investors and reached all-time highs in August 2020.
But, you know, the issue is that they have seen a decline despite the Delta and Omicron variant. And after 15 months of strong orders, the average selling price of gloves are reverting back to pre-COVID levels. So is the glove theme over or are there gems to be found?
Well, to answer that question, Phil, we now turn to Sean Chu of RHB Investment Bank. Sean, ASP's average selling prices have been on a downward trend. Have we reached the trough yet? And what should we be paying attention to so that we understand the trends in prices?
Unfortunately, we have yet to touch the bottom, although we are inching much closer to pre-pandemic levels. So currently, we are seeing nitrile glove prices ranging between $26 to $30 per thousand pieces, while latex gloves stood around $23. One thing to note is that the rate of price erosion has declined. So in comparison to previous quarters, where we observe a 10% month-on-month decline in ASPs, right now, it is much closer to 5% decline month-on-month. On the second part of your question, there are a few things to take note of. Firstly, for the immediate term, the risk of price war intensifying has toned down given the capacity restriction and the energy crunch that is ongoing in China. However, we do not exclude the possibility of price risk worsening once the situation normalizes. Secondly, as we switch back to the cost-plus model, selling price trends will likely to mirror raw material prices going forward. Another way to gauge price bottoming to some extent would be the progress of various manufacturers' expansion plans. As you know, majority of them have deferred their immediate expansion programs due to unfavorable supply-demand dynamics. And once the dynamics starts to improve, naturally we should see a pickup in expansion activities.
Material prices like latex have remained elevated. So will this current margin compression continue in 2022?
The margin compression we have observed for the past quarters was driven by that of ASP price erosion. And while raw material prices have also similarly declined, it was at a much moderate pace in comparison to ASP trends. Currently, raw material prices for both latex and nitrile gloves have largely returned to pre-pandemic levels. So in terms of margin compression arising from raw material prices, we won't be seeing much of that going forward. Instead, it will continue to be largely driven by the fall in selling prices and utilization rates.
Yeah, Sean, give us a sense of the utilization rate of the glove makers in Malaysia. Does it differ whether it's natural or nitrile?
Currently, for manufacturers that previously expanded the most for the past 2 years, they are actually running at suboptimal utilization rates between 60 to 70%, while those with a more modest expansion are running at optimal levels. This is due to the fact that demand remains subdued, as from the buyer's perspective, supply is ample, so there is no rush in restocking as they await prices to bottom further while maintaining a lower level of inventory. Between natural rubber and nitrile, utilizations are actually lower for the latter simply because supply expansion and competition is much fiercer on that particular segment.
How much of a challenge will be the up-and-coming Chinese rubber glove manufacturers? You know, currently Malaysia is the number one producer in the world. Can we continue to hang on to poor position though?
In terms of announced expansion plans, I don't foresee China overtaking Malaysia's top position in the near or medium term, but perhaps they would displace Thailand's number two position. That said, there is no doubt that Malaysia would be losing some market share to China, given their willingness to undercut prices to gain market share. And this is predicated on their historical cost advantage in certain areas, such as the usage of cheaper coal as energy source, and the closer proximity with major raw material providers. However, for the last 6 months, the undercutting activity was tempered due to the spike in energy costs, but coal prices has now moderated significantly owing to government intervention. So on a cost comparison, currently it's actually quite similar between Malaysia and China manufacturers. Nonetheless, a small positive for our domestic scene was the recent reinstatement of the US import tariff of 7% for medical gloves coming from China, which helps in increasing the competitiveness of Malaysian gloves.
Yeah, with that, Sean, what is your call on the sector and your top picks?
So we overall have a neutral call for the sector. The expectations of weaker earnings and heightened competition are largely priced in at current juncture. But a wild card here would be the spotlight on ESG. Given the sector's reliance on foreign labor, we believe glove manufacturers are at greater risk of facing non-compliant issues. And while we have incorporated elements of ESG scoring into our valuations, we do not exclude the possibility of valuations deteriorating further beyond our projections as the market places a heavier discount on some of these most at-risk industries. Our preference is based on valuations and utilization rate. We prefer Kosan Rubber Industries over its peers, given its undemanding valuations below its pre-pandemic 10-year mean, and its modest expansion meant a lesser risk of suboptimal utilization rate going forward.
Yeah, that was Sean Chu of RHB Investment Bank talking about the rubber glove sector.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.